Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
The Tar Heels need to defend themselves and the ACC. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. As the basketball world debates UNC's status as the last team picked for the NCAA tournament and only fourth from the ACC, Carolina has a chance to right some wrongs that created the furor over its inclusion in the big dance. San Diego State is a quad 2 team with a net ranking of 52. On a neutral court like Dayton, a quad 1 opponent must be in the top 50. The Heels are ranked 36th and statistically the 15th best team in the country since February 11th. They have already been installed as a 3.5 favorite to defeat the Aztecs. It will be Carolina's improving defense against SDS's offense that is among the least efficient in college basketball. Conversely, the Tar Heels need to continue their offensive rebounding over the last 6 weeks to outfox the Aztecs, whose acclaimed Brian Dutcher is a two-time Mountain West Coach of the Year. Dutcher has a bigger team, although 7-foot conference freshman defensive player of the year, Magoon Gwath, is returning after being sidelined since late February. That will be somewhat the same challenge Carolina faced with Duke's Kamen Malawash and his third-string 6'11 backup. SDS's 6'10 Jared Coleman-Jones is a regular, averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds, similar stats to Gwath. The Heels have to speed up the Aztecs, whose patient offense is controlled by leading scorers Nick Boyd, 36% from the arc, and Miles Byrd, 31%, and do not shoot the ball as well as Carolina from the floor, the three-point line, or the foul line. They also don't rebound as well, but like to play a game with fewer possessions and thus left chances off the glass. But for two teams who spent most of the season on the NCAA bubble, this will be a game of gratitude and pride for making the tournament, wanting to prove they belong and advance to the full field of 64 at the South Regional in Milwaukee. The Tar Heels received a very good draw for their first time in the first four, play-in round. If they beat San Diego State as favored, they have 2 days off to practice and prepare for Ole Miss, one of 14 SEC teams in the field. The Rebels are 22-11 with a net ranking of 28 after tying for sixth with Kentucky and Missouri. Their leading scorer is Virginia Tech transfer guard Sean Padula, one of 6 Rebs to average in double figures. Padula takes the most three-pointers on the team and hits 39% of them. And if UNC can win 2 games, next up will be third-ranked Iowa State in a second-round game on Sunday. The Cyclones, number 9 in the net, are no bigger than Carolina and led by senior guard Curtis Jones, but will be without injured second-leading scorer Keyshawn Gilbert. So, it's an opportunity for the Tar Heels. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.